Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less cluttered mind. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm so glad you're here, ready to kick some mental clutter to the curb and embrace a little more peace in this crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into something that trips up pretty much everyone at some point, the relentless pursuit of perfection. You know, that invisible bar we set for ourselves, constantly striving for flawlessness. It's exhausting, right? Ever feel like you're running a marathon just to keep up with this imaginary standard? And let's be real, how often does it actually lead to genuine happiness? So today we're ditching the perfection pressure and embracing a whole new level of self-acceptance. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that will help you loosen your grip on unrealistic expectations and finally give yourself permission to just be. Are you ready to reclaim your inner peace? Let's do this. First things first, understanding why we even crave perfection in the first place. Think about it, are our parents praising us for being perfect? Were our teachers rewarding neat handwriting and impeccable test scores? Our society often glamorizes perfection, creating a culture where mistakes feel like failures. This constant pressure to be flawless can stem from deep-rooted insecurities and a fear of judgment. But here's the truth, imperfection is what makes us human. It's in our quirks, our stumbles, and even our failures that we truly learn and grow. Next, let's talk about how this relentless pursuit of perfection impacts our mental health. Ever notice how your anxiety skyrockets when things aren't going exactly as planned? You might find yourself overthinking every detail, obsessing over small imperfections, or even canceling plans because you fear not meeting some imaginary standard. Remember, stress and anxiety are real, tangible emotions that can have a significant impact on our well-being. It's crucial to recognize these signs and prioritize your mental health above all else. Now, how do we actually let go of this need for perfection? First, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend with kindness, understanding, and encouragement. Instead of berating yourself for making a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of being human. Another powerful tool is reframing your thoughts. When you find yourself spiraling into perfectionist territory, challenge those negative thoughts. Are they really true? Is this expectation realistic? Replace those self-critical voices with more positive and encouraging affirmations. Start celebrating your accomplishments, big or small, and acknowledge your strengths. You're doing great. Finally, remember that life isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing the journey, all its ups and downs. Let go of the pressure to control every outcome and instead focus on enjoying the present moment. Be open to learning from your experiences, even the messy ones, and allow yourself to simply be flaws and all. Okay, let me tell you a story that really illustrates this whole perfection thing. Remember that time I tried baking a fancy cake for my niece's birthday? Well, it was a disaster. The oven malfunctioned, the frosting collapsed, and I ended up serving a lopsided, slightly burnt concoction. But guess what? My niece didn't care one bit. She loved every crumb of it because it came from her Auntie Laura with love. And you know what? That's all that truly matters. So, overthinkers, remember these key takeaways. Perfection is a myth, self-compassion is your superpower, and your worth isn't tied to your accomplishments. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and live life on your own terms. Ready to take action? I want you to think about one area in your life where you're putting too much pressure on yourself to be perfect. It could be anything, work, relationships, even your morning routine. Now, make a conscious decision to let go of that need for perfection and focus on simply doing your best. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if it resonated with you, or connect with me on social media and let me know how letting go of perfection is making a difference in your life. And as always, remember that you are perfectly imperfect, just the way you are. Until next time, keep detoxing those overthinking tendencies and embrace the beautiful chaos of life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.